bring on tight ends coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Barry Lunny Jr. And coach, I know that it's a big weekend on the Hill, and it's going to be ones against ones. You got to like that, don't you?
Well, I think you do. I think anybody does. I know as a coach, we like it, and I think the fans will probably have a pretty strong appreciation for it. It won't be watered down. It'll be a pretty authentic look about, you know, on each side of the ball, and it's definitely, I think, made each side of the ball better throughout the previous 14 practices, and I think Saturday will be no exception to that.
And, Coach, I know, I guess, at the beginning of spring ball, you're not putting in the whole game plan, but you are doing some different things. Usually, for the spring game, do y'all kind of narrow it down? Will you have kind of like a game plan where they know, hey, look, we're going to run these 15 or 20 plays, or is it all open?
Well, you know, I know Jim, Coach Chaney's working on our, you know, our ball sheet, even as we speak, probably downstairs in his war room. And I think it's kind of all fair game, really, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think we're going to show everything, but, you know, everything that we've done through the previous 14 days. And we've had probably about 7 or 8 install days where we put, you know, 4 or 5 runs and 4 or 5 passes a day in. And so we've got a pretty good menu to choose from. And, I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, any of that show up tomorrow.
Barry, is this going to be a situation where you take the guys to a hotel like a night before? Maybe Coach Bieleman wants to wait and do that the weekend before the first game. I don't know. But where you take them out, you get on the bus, then you come just like a normal game day. What is he doing that tomorrow, or is he going to save that maybe for the first Saturday before the first game?
We're going to do a little bit of it, just a tad. We're going to go eat together, take a bus off campus to go eat our pregame meal where we anticipate eating our meal next year and Razorback, you know, as far as Fayetteville games go. And then we're going to bus in and try to create a game day atmosphere as far as like the Razorback walk and those types of things. And so we're going to try to treat it as much as we can without going to spend the night somewhere. We know a lot of the kids have family in town, and coaches do too. And coach wants us to spend time with those people tonight. And then tomorrow we'll get up and treat it like that as far as the meal and the latter part of preparation.
So obviously everything going on with Abbott Nutrition Razor Fest and everything going on there, that when the team arrives, people will know that, okay, the team's here, it's time to cheer them on as they walk towards the stadium.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. I'm sure our marketing department has a nice plan for that. We hadn't really got into that logistically. As far as our side of it, we're concerned about having, you know, the right guy on the field and doing their assignment and using their technique and all those types of things. But I know we've got a nice day plan for our fans and for our players.
And, Coach, who on the defensive side of the ball, because you're the tight ends coach, right?
That's right.
And so who on the defensive side of the ball have your tight ends probably struggled with blocking the most as far as on that D line that you say, man, I hate it when they're on their side?
Well, I'll say that Trey Flowers and Chris Smith are both really good football players, and it's been outstanding. It's been excellent. It's been really good stuff for our guys to have to go up against them every day. And I think we've gotten better, but there's no doubt we've gotten better because we're going against those two guys who I think are not only good football players for our team, but I think on a national scale and a SEC scale are really good football players too. And they've continued to blossom and mature. And I think Coach Charlie's just such a terrific D-line coach. I mean, they're so fundamentally sound and they play with their hands. And it's really forced my guys to get better fundamentally, or we would fail if we didn't. And so I've been really pleased with our response at the tight end position to going against those guys. And you know, and we've had some success, but they've really challenged us, impressed us, and they've had their fair share of victories as well.
And, Coach, you know just as well as anybody, being a quarterback up there at the university, is there one certain quarterback that's kind of stepping up and being the leader, or the team maybe is gravitating towards, that you can see being that guy?
Well, you know, truthfully, in this situation, I think both the Brandons, I think it's fairly unique, truthfully, in some ways, because I think both the Brandons have the respect and the you know, of the team, and they do, and they carry themselves like quarterbacks, and they carry themselves like starters, and so you know, that as you know, Matt, that isn't always the case, and so I think our team feels comfortable with both of those guys, and I think Brandon Allen has continued to get better here down the stretch. these last few practices. We've really thrown the ball down the field well, and I think he's getting more and more comfortable. And so hopefully we'll see that carry over tomorrow. I think we will. And not just for him, but for our entire offense, just become more comfortable with, hey, okay, you know, well, now we've called this play, 15 times during the spring, as opposed to this is the first or second time. And we learn the nuances. And that's our challenge offensively, is just learning the details of the offense. And as we continue to adapt to those and learn those, our execution has gotten better.
Barry, I know a lot of people have questions about the defense from an offensive side of the ball. What part of the defense has been the best in this spring that your offense has had to go up against?
Well, I think the line. I think you start up front. And with the two ends that can really rush the passer and are athletic and strong, and then interiorly, you know, with Byron and I'm drawing a blank right here for a second, Robert Thomas from Muskogee, mm-hmm. Oklahoma,
yes.
and some other guys in there that are, you know, big and athletic guys. So I think our front's been really good. And then, you know, I think then the next thing that sticks out is some of the guys in the secondary. I think Tevin's had a really nice spring, and we've had a hard time getting open against him at times. And I think he's really matured as a player. And then obviously in the back end with the safeties, with Eric and those types of guys, I think our defensive staff feels good about how they've progressed, and certainly very athletic.
When you were the offensive coordinator at Bentonville under your father, did you go to some of the Arkansas practices and watch when they were open, go to some of their camps up there? And if so, what's been the difference in going to those, seeing how the previous coaching staff handled practice as to how you and Coach Bielema are handling practices now?
Well, I think that's a good question. And truthfully, I wasn't engaged a lot here, even though I was in fairly close proximity for a number of years. I really wasn't. And not even for a real specific reason, but the few times that I did go, I didn't get just an overwhelming sense that that it was open, open like we are now. That's one of the things that's important to coach, is just, he wants to feel like the high school coaches and the former players here can come anytime and be at practice and be a part of it. And I think the biggest thing is, obviously, from an organization structure of practice, we practice probably very similarly than they did with Coach Petrino, and truthfully probably real similar than most colleges practice. But I think the thing that probably would be different, other than the environment feeling welcoming to people on the outside, is just, you see some laughs and some fun. Coach says, let's have fun. If you can't have fun, it's not worth doing it. You know, I mean, he likes for the kids to laugh and enjoy themselves, and there'd be competition, and the coaches having some competition with each other. And so there's been a lot of that this spring that I think has been a welcome addition to the way the format for our players. And I don't know how much of there was previously of that, you know. And so it's not like we're out here having, playing games and, playing charades during practice. I mean, we're getting after, we're getting better,
right?
And it's physical and it's intense. But there's moments where fun interjects and you see kids smiling and being engaged in practice. And I think that's a real positive.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Coach. Competition definitely does help. And like you said, your tight ends getting to go against the number one defensive ends. But has there been a play or a player so far a couple different times make a play and make the coaches go, wow? You know, when you're excited to go back to the film room and see the athletic ability of a certain player?
Well, offensively, when you ask the question, Matt, most people wouldn't think in this regard, but I'll tell you who shows up a lot is Travis Swanson. And as an athlete and as a playmaker, as a center, he really is in a lot of ways. I mean, the guy he's had a really good spring for us. We think he's a really fantastic player. He's a great leader for us. And he continually shows up on film over and over again of doing just extraordinary effort and execution of his assignments. We're very excited about him. And Carroll Small has had just a great spring as well. And a lot of the things he does during practice, we can't wait to get in and watch, whether it's a block or a carry or a catch. So those two guys right now are, showing up a lot, a whole lot. We make a little film each practice of the good. You know, we kind of try to pull a few clips off each practice. Coach Cheney does each day and say, hey, here's some good. And those guys are on that good tape a whole lot.
Yeah, you don't want to be on
you
the
don't
bad
want to be
tape.
On the bad
yeah.
tape.
Well, we have that too. We
you got to. You got to have both yeah. of them.
And if fans have not seen it yet, Kiero Small had a GoPro camera strapped to him, I believe, for yesterday's practice. And Coach, you talked about the smiling and everything. Even at one time, I think Coach Chaney kind of bends down and looks right into the camera, and he's laughing and joking with the guys. And I just thought it was something nice to see, and it kind of gives you the sound of the atmosphere of what's going on in practice. But I want to ask you about Monday. You decided that it's time to get out and let's go to the state of Arkansas recruiting-wise, the first day you guys could be out in quite some time. What was the plan there?
Well, truthfully, I can't take credit for that. It was really kind of a brainstorming idea of us, hey, you know, let's maybe we can slide out on Monday and go see the guys that we've offered or committed. You know, that's kind of where it started. And we kind of bounced that off to Coach, and Coach said, no, you know, I think that's good. He said, but let's do it right. Let's try to get as many guys out as we can and go see as many of the prospects we can and as many of the coaches and good programs that we can. And so really, it really came from the head coach. And I thought it was a great idea. And I think that it was a great thing for us. You know, as much as anything, truthfully, guys, is getting these guys out on this staff that don't have ties in the state of Arkansas, that aren't here because of their ties like I am, you know, to get these guys that have had their resumes all across the country to get out and have them connect with some of these high school coaches and to see that our, you know, for the coaches and the people they run into, to see that our staff is full of guys that are people, our people person. Is that right? Would that be people?
That's
people?
Right.
Or,
I like
or
it.
That be people persons? I don't know that. When you know, my English department here at the university.
People, people.
Yeah, you get my drift.
I get
that,
it.
That we like people, and that these guys are good guys, and they're authentic. And I think it was a great start because all the feedback I've gotten from both the high school coaches and our staff here.
And, Coach, we're up against a break. Man, thanks a lot for joining us today. Good luck.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey guys, appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.